This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. So much to get to today on Twitter at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe. Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. I'm on Twitter at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. I have a few tweets I want to get to today. I also want to discuss Madden ratings, because the Madden ratings are in and people, Bengals fans, should be angry, I think. We'll get to that as well coming up on today's show. But I have to start with something I posted at LockedOnBengals.com. You can get every single podcast, by the way, at LockedOnBengals.com. It's a video. And it's a former Bengals cornerback, maybe future Bengals cornerback. Honestly, maybe future, you never know. That could be something that ends up happening. But it's of Adam Jones, Pac-Man Jones. And it's the headline story right now at LockedOnBengals.com. Thanks to all who have commented on it and tweeted and stuff. But there's a video. He got into a fight at an Atlanta airport. An Atlanta airport employee started a fight with Adam Jones. Jones had a laceration on his face. And there's the video of the fight on the blog or on the website right now at LockedOnBengals.com. The airport employee ended up losing the fight. I'll tell you that much. Lost the fight. Ended up with injuries, had to be hospitalized, and also got arrested, and got fired. Don't mess with Adam Jones. Why the hell would you mess with Adam Jones? Like, I think I try to stay in decent shape, right? Like, for the average man, and some of you are probably like, man, James, you're young. But no, I try to stay in really good shape or moderately good shape. I can't run a marathon tomorrow. But I try to stay in decent shape and work out daily and do all that stuff. I would never want to fight Adam Jones. I think I'm pretty strong, like, for an average person. There's no chance I would fight Adam Jones. And the airport employee who got fired, who went to the hospital, who picked a fight with the wrong dude, had the upper hand initially. He had a reach advantage, had a height advantage, and then he bailed out, and Adam Jones did what Adam Jones, let's be honest, what anyone would have expected from Pac-Man if he got into a fight. He won the fight. He handled business. You can check it out at LockedOnBengals.com. Man, oh man. I don't blame him, because this airport employee starts talking trash, comes in contact with Adam, comes in physical contact with who I believe is Adam's wife. And there's just no way that if I'm Adam, that I let that slide either. Now, would I have gotten into a huge fist fight? I don't know. But I don't blame him for doing it. I don't know. I don't know what I would have done. I don't blame Adam for doing what he did. And you can check it out on the website at LockedOnBengals.com. And here's the problem. And it's a well-earned reputation. But a lot of comments I got were, typical Adam. Thank God he's gone. Blah, 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 blah. I don't blame a man or anyone for defending their family, defending themselves. The dude swung at him first, and it was the only time he hit him. And that must have caused the laceration. But anyways, Adam Jones, you can check out that video on the website now. Also, I wanted to get to this Madden. Oh, boy. The Madden ratings. They are in. And I'm going to get to the most shocking one in a second. Or the one I think will be the most shocking. But let's get to some key players for the Bengals. A.J. Green, rated 93 in the new Madden. Atkins, 90. Eifert, 89. Perfect, 87. Dunlap, 84. William Jackson, 84. Geo, 84. Carl Lawson, 82. Mixon, 81. Sean Williams, 81. And then let's go to some of the other players. Cordy Glenn, 79. George Iloka, 79. Dre Kirkpatrick, 80. Bowling, 77. John Ross, 76. And he has a 97 speed rating, which is the best on the team by far and the second highest in the game. Tyreek Hill has the highest speed rating. And then as far as, this is interesting. Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton comes in with a 77 rating. Got a 77. And that, to me, is interesting. Naturally, Brady and Rodgers, both 99 overall, right? I'm going to go through every quarterback here. Brady, Rodgers, 99 overall. then Drew Brees, 91 overall, Matt Ryan, 89, Cam, 88, Ben, 88, Luck, 87, Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz. I'm not even going to read the numbers, but then it's Phillip Rivers, Carson Wentz, Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Deshaun Watson, Case Keenum, Baker Mayfield, Tyrod Taylor. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor. These are the ones that get interesting. So Tyrod Taylor, Case Keenum, Baker Mayfield, all ahead of Dalton, like clearly ahead of Dalton. Nick Foles ahead of Dalton. Jameis Winston ahead of Dalton. They're both at 80. Sam Bradford ahead of Dalton at 79. Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson ahead of Dalton. Marcus Mariota ahead of Dalton. Teddy Bridgewater ahead of Dalton. Josh McCown ahead of Dalton. Josh Rosen ahead of Dalton. Think about that. Ryan Tannehill ahead of Dalton. And then you get Dalton, who's tied with Patrick Mahomes, 1 point ahead of Jacoby Brissett, 1 point ahead of Eli Manning, 2 points ahead of Sam Darnold, 3 points ahead of Josh Allen and Mitch Trubisky and Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then the list goes on and on and on. Dalton was one of the lowest-rated starting quarterbacks in this game. Is that fair or foul? Because Joe texts me, and we're going to talk about it when I have him on. He was like, there's no way he should be that low. And I get it. I also think, like, especially Madden, like, who would you rather have? I'd rather have Lamar Jackson. In Madden. Maybe in real life. Baker Mayfield is a first overall pick. I expect him to have a better career than Andy Dalton. I know it sounds crazy, right? It sounds like, oh, well, why would he be rated that low? Now, that being said, Tyrod Taylor should not be ahead of Andy Dalton. That's just silly. Josh McCown should not be ahead of Andy Dalton. Teddy Bridgewater should not be ahead of Andy Dalton. Sam Bradford should not be ahead of Andy Dalton. Nick Foles should not be ahead of Andy Dalton. So there are guys, there are players that I get. Andy Dalton's in the Case Keenum range. You know, 81 overall, 80 overall. Like, that's where I would have expected him. It's a little low. I didn't overreact a ton, but I'm kind of low on Andy, right? I'm like the lower on the scale when it comes to the whole Andy Dalton playing quarterback in the NFL thing compared to most people, especially Bengals fans. Is that too low? You could tweet me at James Rapine, at Locked On Bengals. Up next, I'll get to some of your tweets and react to them as the Locked On Bengals podcast continues. Welcome back into the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Rapine. Great to be with you today as we are just 15 days away from training camp. And we're discussing a bunch of different training camp battles and stuff that we'll be diving into over the next couple weeks and discussing different teams. And heck, I went on the Locked On Falcons podcast and Bengals Falcons week 4, kind of previewing that. And Aaron Freeman, who hosts that podcast, was asking me about the Bengals. And it is no secret how bad the line is for the Bengals. He was like, every time I see a pass rushing highlight, I notice that the Bengals are involved. And he tweeted me earlier today, and hopefully that isn't the case. He tweeted me a picture of or a video of Andre Smith just getting blown by. And hopefully that's not the case. Whoever's playing right tackle, that's my concern, man. I'm really, really worried once training camp starts that we're going to have the same discussion about the tackle position. But yesterday, I talked about, you know, the backfield and different things like that. And I got a tweet. And this is from Day Day. He said, I think you shouldn't speak so much doubt in the players. We got a slept on backfield. Wasn't great because of O-line, but finished strong. Add Mark into the mix. He's referring to Mark Walton, who is turning a busted play into who is great at turning a busted play into a positive one. Have more hope, bro. Great podcast. And I want to clarify. I don't want to bring you down at the start of the season. I want you guys to be excited about the season. Your fans, every fan base, I think, should be excited to start the season because you never know. You never know. And I try not to be too negative. And I think on paper, heck, I said this when I got back from vacation, on paper, this team is a playoff team. Do they get it done? That's what I want to know. Do they fulfill their full potential? That's what I want to know. And it'll be interesting to see if they can do that, if that'll happen. If not, then, well, what do they do? Do they go back to the drawing board? Do they tear it down? Do they move on from Marvin? I don't know. But I want to be honest with you when I talk about it. It won't always be positive. That's one thing I could guarantee you. I'm going to try to be honest with you. However I'm feeling, that's how it is. If I think Andy sucked yesterday, I'll say it. If I think he was great and AJ Green was bad, I'm going to say it. If I think John Ross needs to get his head in the game, I will say it. And that is my goal for this podcast. My goal is to give you my thoughts while also taking into consideration yours. I think the Bengals backfield is one of the more talented backfields in the league. They've invested premium picks. Joe Mixon is a top 10 talent. So they have a first round talent in Mixon, second round talent, and that's where they picked him in Giovanni Bernard. And then a fourth round running back in Mark Walton, who they had a second to third round grade on. He was easily the highest player on the board when they picked at 112. To me, no brainer, right? No brainer. They should have a really good backfield. And I think they will. And I think if this team, and I said this when I was on Aaron Freeman, if they can figure out how to use the backs correctly in the right way, heck, I think I said it yesterday, that will be the strength of this offense. It won't be AJ Green. It won't be Andy Dalton. It won't be John Ross. I almost hope Ross and Green, they're not going to be complementary players. At least Green won't be. But I almost think that being a run first, let the backfield, let the running backs lead and do their damage would make things so much easier on Andy. Maybe he can complete some deep balls. Maybe that 77 rating in Madden goes up. But overall, yeah, I try not to be too negative. I'm hopeful for this year. I'm hopeful for 10 wins. Hell, the Bengals haven't went to the playoffs since this podcast started. All right? Maybe it's us. I hope not. So I would love it. I would love to broadcast, do a podcast right from the playoff stadium. A winning one. You know, from Paul Brown or wherever. If they go to the playoffs and they play somewhere, I'm going to go. All right, so I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be covering it, and I'm going to get audio and everything for you. So this is your number one spot for Bengals coverage. I want you to know that. I want you to know also that I'm not going to homer it up, right? I'm not going to lie to you and pull the wool over your eyes and say, oh, well, this team's just going to be great. No, I mean, we'll see. I'm very skeptical. But that's why training camp's so interesting. I started on Monday. Why is this year so interesting? Because there's question marks everywhere. From the offensive line to the defensive line to the secondary to what they're going to do at linebacker with Vontez out to the offense to the new coaches. There are question marks everywhere. And that's why I think it's going to be the most interesting training camp I've covered so far. We'll see if that's the case, but I certainly expect that to be the case. I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening today here on the Locked On Bengals podcast. You can subscribe iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcast. Also, check out LockedOnBengals.com for videos. I got a few videos up there right now. Every podcast posted there. Video of Adam Jones getting into a fight. A video of TJ Hushmanzada discussing life before Marvin. A video about John Ross. Check all of them out right now at LockedOnBengals.com. Have a great night. Be back with you tomorrow. And by the way, Joe Goodbear of The Athletic will be on tomorrow. Until then, thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.